I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
How I love these bi-weekly meetings here on the Dom Giordano Show with former U.S. Attorney, now candidate finally for Senate, Bill McSwain, particularly in the middle of what we dropped in a little bit in the first hour and a lot of yesterday's show about what happened at 15th and Market. And the broader thing here, I'll get Bill's overall take, but then we want to talk about several aspects of this, about, well, who out there is going to do anything about this? And I came up blank yesterday in the short term. In the long term, a McSwain could do something. What about the Attorney General, though? Josh Shapiro. I haven't seen him say anything about things like this. He is the chief law enforcement officer of the entire state. Let's go to Bill McSwain here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, welcome back in, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dom. Great to be with you.
Well, Bill, I know you're traveling the state, a lot of events, a lot of things as you're running for governor, but I'm sure at some point you saw what happened at 15th and Market, and I have to say, even though in the neighborhoods things like this have been happening a pretty good bit, at 15th and Market, right there in the center of the action, prolonged, it looked like a movie set, a dystopian novel coming together. What was your initial thought when you saw it?
I think that's a good way of describing it. It did look like something out of RoboCop or something like that. Hard to believe that that's happening in America, happening in Philadelphia, happening in one of the most prominent places in the city. And it's just an outgrowth of the lawlessness that we've talked about in the past. It's an outgrowth of having a DA and a mayor and other officials like the state attorney general who don't seem concerned about standing up for law-abiding people, and instead are concerned with making sure that criminals have all the freedom that they want.
Yeah. What do you say, though? The argument seems to be, whatever they do talk with the media, that the police don't do anything because if they do, that might be dangerous. Somebody could get hurt if they move in to stop this nonsense.
Largely, the police don't make arrests in those situations because they know it's pointless. They know the DA is just going to dismiss the case, maybe even accompanied with a condescending lecture about how the police are not doing their job. We hear all kinds of crazy stuff out of Krasner, but I think the police are on their heels. They're on their heels because they have no support from Krasner, have no support from Kenny, have no support from Shapiro, and they don't want to do something that is going to then boomerang on them. They're not leaning forward. They're not being proactive, and you can't blame them for that because they don't have the support that they need in order to keep the streets safe.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. They're certainly not going to lean into this. And, you know, in my position, our job is to kind of point to and bring on somebody that's out there. Usually, Bill, it's rare where there's not a countervailing force. When you were here as U.S. attorney, there was a countervailing force. I'm not saying anything negative about, I know they got other stuff that's going on, different people and all. Shapiro is not. At the federal level, nationally, with Biden, that's not. Certainly the mayor, the police commissioner, and then definitely Krasner are not. What could someone who is governor do about this? What would you be able to do, if anything, in that role as far as Philadelphia's position, which is they are going to allow this one way or another? They're going to let this go, this type of stuff.
there's lots of things you could do as governor. And one thing that I mentioned and tweeted about yesterday is you could declare a state of emergency and call in the National Guard and reset the situation and give the police a chance to do their job. You could also get the state police involved. You could also have statutory remedies. There's all sorts of things that you could do to prevent those sort of scenes, that sort of lawlessness that we're observing and that the Philadelphia authorities and the current statewide authorities are doing nothing about. And Shapiro said nothing about this. He's always silent about anything having to do with actual public safety. He's busy every day tweeting about Trump or tweeting about his pro-abortion policies, and he's not talking about the things that are happening in the streets when literally mobs are taking over. And in that sense, he's no better than Krasner. I mean, he might as well just team up with Krasner on his gubernatorial bid. You know, it'll be Shapiro-Krasner 2022.
Yeah, I would agree. He's the one person in power right now because Wolf won't do anything, but he's the guy, Shapiro, who is the law enforcement guy, running for governor ultimately. But let me ask about the National Guard and not challenge it, but just give you the other side so you have a chance to play this out. They come in and do what, though, Bill, the National Guard or state troopers? Do they come in as governor and enforce the law there when the Philadelphia police will not? Do they act in support? What do they do?
They act in support, and they establish public safety and establish reset the situation so that the police can do their jobs. Because right now, the police feel like they have no support. They have nobody standing behind them, and they feel powerless. And so if you literally give them more bodies, more people to enforce law and order, it sort of resets the situation. And you could also augment with the state police. And both the state police and the National Guard, for example, were in Philadelphia during the riots last summer, and they made a difference. It was too late in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. It should have been earlier. And if I had been governor, it would have been earlier. But there's precedent for this. This is not a crazy idea. But what they would do is they would act in support. They would not supplant the police.
Okay. Well, I agree with you, but I don't know even with that if the police want to enforce the law. But I would agree, as governor, you would have the power here to test this and to give citizens law-abiding, not just in Center City, but in these neighborhoods that are under siege. I mean, we know the homicide rate, the stuff that's going on is out of control. Wanted to shift, though, to something else you've been tweeting about and talking about, and certainly, I think, deserve credit for. Since local authorities can never see anything wrong with some union leaders, the indictment of John Dougherty and Bobby Heenan, this is trial one. I believe there will be at least two. This one on Heenan's position. Was it a no-show job for influence on city council? Then the second one, I guess the term is embezzlement of Dougherty and others of union funds. So let's talk about the first one underway right now.
There's actually going to be three trials, Dom. The first one is what I'll call the political corruption or pay-to-play trial. The second one is going to be the embezzlement trial, and then there's a third, smaller trial having to do with some threats and physical altercation and the like. But this first one is the pay-to-play political corruption trial, so it involves Johnny Dock and Bobby Heenan. And this one is, I would say, in some ways, maybe a tougher case for the government because there's a lot of things you have to show a quid pro quo, a this for that, when you have a pay-to-play scheme, whereas the embezzlement trial is a little bit more straightforward. The second trial, it's basically alleging that Johnny Dock was stealing from the union. But, you know, one thing that's interesting about this is that Johnny Dock is out there, you know, he's really running his mouth about how he's going to be found not guilty, that he can't wait for these things to get going. Well, Dom, I can count on, you know, no fingers the number of times that a defendant has been successful in three straight federal criminal trials, okay? The number is zero. So he's got a steep hill to climb here, and, you know, he should be hunkering down and worrying about his defense instead of running his mouth in the media about it.
I hear you, and I agree with you, and, you know, I didn't graduate law school yet. Maybe honorary's on the way, Bill, at Rutgers Law. But the first trial... The first trial with juries is a little bit, I don't know if I would say vaguer, but I take your point. The second one, though, there are a lot of wiretap recordings and all this stuff about all the things that they allegedly were sluicing money off for. I mean, that's pretty direct, very straightforward. It reminds me of Vince Fumo, who for a long time got away with various things, and then in the end, all those things that came out at trial that he was funding through other sources, a jury said, yeah, this is way over the line. And that's kind of how I see the second trial. I think it's a much tougher one.
Yeah, the second trial is essentially a theft, embezzlement, stealing trial. And it's all laid out in the indictment that much of the, certainly all the allegations and much of the evidence. I mean, you've got a paper trail with allegations like that. It's pretty difficult to defend against, but he maintains his innocence and he'll have his day in court. He deserves his day in court, but he's got a very steep hill to climb. And the way we thought about these, you know, these cases in general is that the question is for Philadelphia, in order for people to do business in Philadelphia, are they going to have to pay a corruption tax? That's really what this case these cases are about. And if we want to have a globally competitive city and we want to have a world-class city, people should not have to pay a corruption tax in Philadelphia.
Well put. Parting area for Bill McSwain here. Bill, you and I have talked about critical race theory, really some derivative of it that's being done in the schools, parents concerned across the state. And, you know, there are laws on the books for parents that go too far at a school board meeting or outside. But to see this national school board group call upon the president to bring in the Patriot Act, the FBI, the Secret Service, Homeland Security, and last night, the Attorney General of the United States, I think, sends a pretty chilling message out there with the FBI, et cetera. And again, if people are committing a threat under Pennsylvania law or Jersey law, whatever it is, they ought to be prosecuted. What's your thought on what's happening with all this?
Well, when I was U.S. attorney, we certainly had cases where threats were made, death threats and threats of bodily right. harm and things like that. And we take that very seriously. The FBI takes things like that very seriously. But that's very different from people raising their voice at a school board meeting or the like, complaining about curriculum or things that are being taught in the schools. So we'll have to wait and see if DOJ has any real threats. And, you know, I say, as you do, that if there are any real death threats and the like, those need to be dealt with. Anything that violates the law needs to be dealt with. But I haven't seen anything like that myself in the media reports. So we should keep a close eye on this because people's First Amendment rights are obviously very important as well.
Exactly, particularly on this issue. Where do we find all things Bill McSwain in your campaign?
Go to BillMcSwain.com. Bill, M-C-S-W-A-I-N, has all the information about the issues, information about me and my run for governor, and also on Twitter, at McSwain, PA.
Very good, Bill McSwain. Look forward to a couple of weeks from today. Thanks for joining us.
Terrific. Thanks, Dom. Talk to you soon.
All right, Bill McSwain here on Talk Radio 1210. And Dan, I wanted to bring you in and ask listeners. All right, the first thing that we had McSwain on about, Bill, 15th of Market. Yeah, the National Guard comes in and offers support and the state police and all the rest of it. Do I think the Philadelphia police still would have done something on Saturday? I don't think so. Do you, Dan?
With the National Guard there, I don't think it would have happened in the first place.
Okay, maybe.
With the presence that we saw after the summer, with people standing out in their, you know, the Army-style outfits outside the City Hall standing guard, mm-hmm. I think if they're standing there and they have the Humvees around, there's no way that's going to happen in the first place.
All right. You know me, I'm very leery of drawing the National Guard into any kind of confrontation. I'm very, very leery. And, Dan, I just differ a little bit. I think it's so crazy that even with that type of presence, there are people that might test that, and then you got a really difficult situation. So at least, though, you heard from Bill McSwain. I don't know that you'll hear this from other candidates for governor, that he would intervene. He directly said he would intervene in this in the manners that he could legally. That means a lot. I know you're saying, but Dom, this is going on now. The governor's race isn't until November, a year from this November, and then you have being sworn in until January. Well, you tell me, who is the force out there? Where's Josh Shapiro? He's the attorney general. McSwain is right. He's going to run for governor. He'll be the Democrat nominee. Why is he not intervening in this? Wolf, yeah, well, you can say all you want. We know why Wolf is not. He's a stone-cold, crazed progressive.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.